So our leaving groups then will also determine how easily the reaction proceeds. They have to develop partial negative charge in the transition state. So if you have a look at those transition states of SN2, I was careful to put a delta minus onto the leaving group, and there was a delta minus on the incoming nucleophile. That's spreading the charge over both of them because the incoming group was fully negative, okay, or had a decent delta negative. It's forming a new bond, so it will still have a delta negative on it. The group that was attached there is going to turn into a leaving group with some negative charge, and so it has a delta negative in the transition state. So our stability of the anion will preference the ability of the group to behave as a good leaving group or as a poor leaving group. So here we have got our leaving groups organised in terms of the good ones sitting at this end and the poor ones sitting at this end. So the ones marked in red, these really work as leaving groups, but as we've already seen, the hydroxide group is a good nucleophile, the methoxide group is a good nucleophile, and these guys down here then have typically been the ones that you've seen me using as the leaving groups in the molecules.